It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN Security Council Wednesday unanimously adopted tough new sanctions on North Korea in a bid to curtail its banned nuclear missile programs. Angola's UN ambassador, Ismael Gaspar Martins, is the current council president.
The result of the voting is the following. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously as Resolution 2270-2016.
The vote came in response to the North's latest nuclear test and long-range missile launch. It calls for mandatory inspection of all cargo going in and out of the North. There's also a total arms embargo and restrictions on the sale of coal and other minerals, including gold, iron ore, iron, and titanium. A ban on the sale of supply to North Korea of aviation fuel excludes civilian aircraft. Banking sanctions have also been tightened, as well as bans on the sale of luxury goods. Travel bans and asset freezes have been imposed on 16 individuals. In a separate action Wednesday, the U.S. widened its sanctions against Pyongyang, targeting 5 individuals and a dozen organizations. Early Thursday, the North responded by firing several short-range projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast. Tunisian security forces Wednesday killed at least 5 suspected Islamist militants after they infiltrated across the border from Libya. The government says a civilian was also killed in the shootout, an army officer wounded. The UN Wednesday said it knows of at least 28 civilians, including 5 children, who've been killed in fighting across Libya so far this year. The UN support mission in Libya also says nearly 40 have been wounded. It said about half the fatalities have been caused by shelling in and around Benghazi. This is VOA News. White House spokesman